Good evening. I'm Stuart Watchman, ZL2TW from Blenheim.
And I'm Debbie Morgan, ZL2DL in Upper Hutt.
I'm Rosemary Bosher, ZL1RO in Auckland.
And I'm Stephen McNeil, ZL4HG from Christchurch.
And I'm Jim Meacham, ZL2BHF in Nelson. And together we bring you the NZART official broadcast for December 2016. Yes, good evening everyone. First up tonight is NZART Presidential Comment. This month with NZART Vice President Phil Holliday, ZL3PAH. Phil?
Good evening. This is Phil Holliday, ZL3PAH, Vice President, standing in at the last moment for Stuart. Stuart, ZL2TW, has lost his voice and has asked me to read this on his behalf. So here goes. Good evening. I would like to apologise to all members for the delay of the delivery of the Callbook CD-ROM, which will now be delivered with the January-February edition of Break-In. Unfortunately, we received late notification that the company that were producing the CDs had gone into receivership. Another supplier has been located. However, it was too late to be included with the last Break-In of the year. Fortunately, no money had been paid to the now defunct supplier. In my column in the November-December Break-In, I have important information about Council's intent to register NZART as a charity. The advantages of becoming charitable is simple. We will no longer have to pay tax on the income we earn from interest on our reserves, which at current interest rates will save us about $4,000 per annum. There are no disadvantages to NZART becoming charitable. It only requires a one-off change to our constitution in the winding-up clause and around council conflict of interest, and that we have to submit our financial reports to charities services annually. Under our constitution, one of the objects of NZART is to represent the interests of amateur radio with the administration responsible for radio services, and with other official authorities, both national and international, controlling conditions for amateur radio activities. I have heard that some members are concerned that this may prevent NZART representing the interests of members to the government, as charitable entities are not able to be politically active. Charities services have seen our constitution, and this part of our objects did not concern them. The reason for this is that this is just one of our many objects, and we are in no way a political lobby group. I will go into more details of this aspect of the application to become a charity in my column in the January-February edition of Break-In, and there will be a council remit at next year's AGM in Rotorua to make the minor constitutional changes required. If you have any questions or comments to make about NZART becoming charitable, please make them known to council via your local councillor or to me directly. The approaching holiday season is a great time to repair and improve antennas and get on the air, either from home or portable, while on holiday. I fully intend to do all of these. As another year finishes, I would like to say a big thank you to our business manager, Debbie Morgan, and Evan Sayer, our treasurer, our councillors and many officers for all their support over 2016, and of course to you, Jim. Finally, a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year to all listeners.
And thank you, Phil, the Vice President of NZART, Phil Holliday, ZL3PAH. The Cordia National System Award 2017, with the theme Power Stations. This year, to celebrate 20 years of the electricity market in New Zealand, the Cordia National System Award 2017 will have power stations as the theme. For this award, power stations that are grid-connected and over 0.1 megawatt are included. You need to be as close as you can get to the power station while remaining in a public place and able to see the station. The award will start on Saturday, 24th December 2016, and continue until the end of Monday, the 30th of January 2017. All contacts must be made over the UHF national system. Now, the full details of the award can be found on page 18 of your November-December issue of Break-In. The Cordia National System Award 2017, commencing on Saturday, 24th December, and concluding on Monday, 30th of January 2017. To Upper Hutt now, and our monthly broadcast report from NZRT's business manager, Debbie Morgan, ZL2DL.
Good evening, Jim, and good evening, everyone. With only 2 weeks now until the end of December, I'm a little concerned that the returning officer has only received 3 nominations for President and Council for next year. I urge those of you who feel you have something to offer the association to consider putting your name forward quickly. Remits must also reach headquarters by the end of December, as this office will be closed from the 23rd of December until the 11th of January. So please forward to me by email so I can reply as having received them. In November, statements were sent to nearly half of the association membership, as they had yet to pay their 2017 subscription. Thank you to the 700-odd who have since responded and paid either online or by post. I would like to add, I noted a good many remittance advisors had messages advising this was the first notice they had received. I would like to remind everyone, subscription invoices are always included with your July-August break-in, so the statement in November was actually the second such notice. If you received your August break-in, I am 100% sure that you would have also received an invoice. So please, next year, can you make sure to watch out for it? This will save you and I some grief and wondering at this busy time of year if you have paid. Lastly, as always, there are a good many people I'd like to thank for their support throughout the year. All you members of the association, you, Jim, for always being on the ball with notifications for the official broadcast. Topsy Scott, for standing in as minute taker for council. The many examination supervisors who once again have ensured we have achieved a bumper year for examinations. Council, and finally Stuart Watchman, your president and my sounding board. Without all your help, this job would be nigh on impossible. Well, Merry Christmas to you all and a very safe and happy 2017. Thank you. That's all from me, Jim. Back to you.
Thank you, Debbie. Debbie Morgan, ZL2DL, the NZART Business Manager. Remember, it's never too early to plan for your attendance of NZART Conference. The 2017 conference, to be held over Queen's Birthday weekend, that's the 3rd and 4th of June, will be hosted by Rotorua Branch 33 and held at the Sotomar Hotel on the shores of Lake Rotorua. See the details on page 17 of your November-December issue of Break-In. Book your travel now to get the best deals. The NZART 2017 conference, to be held in Rotorua. Now to catch up on international amateur radio news, we join the team at the Amateur Radio Newsline.
We begin this week's report with breaking news. As Amateur Radio Newsline went to production, word came from Washington that the top regulator of communications in the U.S. would resign his post. FCC Chairman Tom Wheeler, an Obama appointee who championed the net neutrality policy, said his last day would be January 20th, the day Donald Trump takes the oath of office. The long-term impact on the agency and its regulations is the subject of speculation. Wheeler's departure leaves a tilted balance with fewer Democratic than Republican commissioners. A spokesman for Democrat Mignon Clyburn said on Thursday, December 15th, that her plan is to serve until mid-2017 when her term expires. Liberal Commissioner Jessica Rosenworcel's term has ended, and she is expected to leave the FCC by December 31st. As president, Trump will appoint Wheeler's successor. Amateur Radio Newsline will be following these developments as the new administration prepares to take office. When you're young and licensed for only a few short years, can you convince other millennials that cell phones and apps have got nothing on radio when it comes to two-way communication? Amateur Radio Newsline's Jim Meechan, ZL2BHF, spoke to someone who is doing just that.
Andrew Townsend, ZL3AJT, a 22-year-old in Christchurch, has found an effective way to communicate off the air to get prospective hams on the air. he has created Young Transmitters New Zealand, a fun, fast-paced website stuffed full of videos, tutorials and encouragement that he hopes will deliver a taste of the amateur experience, beginning with high schoolers.
That's when the sort of human curiosity and experimentation starts to come out a lot more. You got people in high school wanting to become engineers and thinking about university. There's time to explore more beyond what's made for them automatically. And so for me, I'm trying to target that age of transition. We're out of that consumption age and into that human nature experience and experimentation age. So I think it's less about a generation, a millennial Gen Z generation, and more about an age bracket.
While his website is a pitch to young New Zealanders, it offers rich and relevant radio science information that speaks to any youngster or the not so young around the world.
While it is focused on the Kiwi exam, the content itself is very relevant to what you could almost find anywhere else in the world, Australia, United States, Canada, Great Britain, insert country here. It's quite relevant.
Andrew's own amateur journey began at 16 and grew out of an obsession with small portable VHF-UHF radios. Now Radio Adventure calls him again.
I'm starting to take a shine now to some high-frequency work. I've just recently bought my own all-bander radio, and I'm really excited because it's the first one I can call my own. I can actually return my dad's 706 that I stole.
Interested? One last bit of direction then from this young New Zealand ham.
Okay, you can find my website at www.youngtransmittersnz.org.
That's Andrew Townsend, ZL3AJT, using the technology of his generation to build radio's next generation. For Amateur Radio Newsline, I'm Jim Meacham, ZL2BHF.
For now, with Karen Eve Murray, KD2GUT, at the News Desk in New York, and our news team worldwide, I'm Paul Brown, WD9GCO in Valparaiso, Indiana, saying 73. And as always, we thank you for listening. Amateur Radio Newsline is copyright 2016. All rights reserved.
And as always, we say thank you to Newsline for the use of their copyright material. To DXing, and Mark ZL3AB advises that he is running a summer sprint each Tuesday night for 6 weeks, commencing 24th of January 2017 and ending on the 28th of February 2017. It will run for an hour from 8:30 p.m. New Zealand Daylight Saving Time, with the first half hour being CW and the second half hour SSB. The first 3 weeks of the sprint will be on 40 metres and the last 3 weeks on 80 metres. Mark ZL3AB suggests that if you've never tried contesting, this is an opportune time to give it a go in a low-key, casual way while also looking to improve your operating skills. All details and the rules can be found on the Quake Contest Group website, www.zl3x.com, and select the ZL Summer Sprint tab, or you can go to page 34 of your November-December break-in. The ZL Summer Sprint 2017, commencing Tuesday, the 24th of January. It's time now for Wari News, and it's a very good evening to Rosemary, ZL1RO.
Thanks, Jim, and season's greetings, everyone. It seems no time since I was preparing last year's Wari December official broadcast segment, and here I am doing our end-of-year piece again. Here's some last-minute news and a date to put in your 2017 calendar. All YLs from ZL1 and ZL2 areas are invited to an afternoon tea get-together at the QTH of Celia ZL1ALK on Sunday, January the 29th from 1:30 p.m. This is Auckland's anniversary weekend. YLs are asked to bring a plate and their OMs are welcome to come along too. For further information, you can contact me, ZL1RO, at my email address in the front cover of any bulletin, and more details will be emailed to members in the new year. Sadly, I have to tell you that WARO member Alma, ZL1WA, went silent key on December the 1st. Alma joined WARO about 46 years ago, and was very active on VHF and HF as well as YL nets until ill health prevented her from getting on the air. She will be missed, especially by the many YL hams that she encouraged and supported as they began their journey in amateur radio. To daughter Jackie, ZL1TZW, and her brothers, Wara extends deep sympathy. To any members who are going away on trips during the holidays, remember the editors of both the Wara Broken Page and the Wara Bulletin would welcome items of interest and especially photos for inclusion in those publications. On behalf of Wara President Kathy, ZL280K, and the Wara executive and members, I want to wish everyone a very happy Christmas and New Year and a joyous holiday season with family and friends. If you're travelling during the holidays, I wish you a pleasant journey and a safe return to your homes. That's all for this month, Jim. See you in the new year. Good night, everyone.
Thank you, Rosemary. Reporting for Wara, Rosemary Boucher, ZL1RO. Finally, in tonight's official broadcast lineup, it's Branch News. Here's Stephen McNeil, ZL4HG.
Thanks, Jim, and good evening, everyone. Welcome to the very last Around the Branches segment for 2016. Now, many branches are in holiday mode at this time of year, but there's still a number of activities going on over the holiday period and also into the new year. And we'll start with the Hibiscus Coast Radio Society, NZART Branch 80. On Wednesday the 21st of December, there'll be a club meeting at about 8 p.m. at the club rooms on Whangaparoa Road, which I'm reliably informed will involve strawberries and ice cream. And on to January, and the first meeting of the new year will be on Wednesday the 18th of January at about 8 p.m. in the club rooms. The Western Suburbs Radio Club, NZART Branch 03, has its first meeting for January in the evening of Monday the 23rd of January, starting 7:30 p.m. The program will involve Ian's recent overseas trip, as well as planning for the field day in February. Franklin Amateur Radio Club has a general meeting on Tuesday the 20th of December. Roger 01XR will give a demonstration of Colossus, and there'll be a barbecue on the back lawn of the clubhouse. Members should bring their own barbecue food, but the dessert will be supplied. Nelson Branch 26 starts its new year off with the annual barbecue on Sunday the 22nd of January on Rabbit Island. And the first club general meeting will be on Wednesday the 15th of February. The club reminds everyone that the VHF Summertime Branch Net still operates over the holiday period on Tuesday nights at 7:30 p.m. on the 7025 repeater. A little further south to Marlborough Amateur Radio Club, Branch 22, where the New Year barbecue will be held on Saturday the 14th of January at Unamalutu in the Mount Richmond Forest Park. Mark the date on your calendar. Now, it'll be the usual lunch with the club supplying meat and bread, and you bring salads and whatever else you need to share, along with chairs and whatever else you need to set up. And there'll be more details about the barbecue in the brief newsletter that will go out in January. Now, just a reminder here to branches that the Jock White National Field Day will be on Saturday the 25th and Sunday the 26th of February. So now's the time for your branch to start planning. Operating is on 80 and 40 metres, starting at 3 p.m. on Saturday through to midnight, then from 6 a.m. to 3 p.m. on Sunday. The rules for the contest can be found on the NZART website, and if you've got any questions prior to the event, please contact Stuart Watchman, ZL2TW, by email, and the email address is zl2tw@nzart.org.nz. That email address again, zl2tw@nzart.org.nz. Well, that's all I have for this month and for this year, 2016. Have a happy and safe Christmas, and I hope you have a rest over the holiday period and a good start to 2017. Merry Christmas, Jim.
Thank you, Stephen. Stephen McNeil, ZL4HG, reporting from Christchurch. The next issue of NZART Headquarters Info Line will be emailed on Friday, the 3rd of February 2017. The next official broadcast of NZART will be made by ZL6A at 8 p.m. on Sunday, the 26th of February 2017. There is no official broadcast in January. This is ZL6A, headquarters station of the New Zealand Association of Radio Transmitters, concluding the NZART official broadcast for December 2016. Season's greetings, everyone, and a very good night. Good night now.